says Poshid. Reb Yehuda Latayme, like we spoke about before, that the Reb Yehuda says the lechem aponim and the chtichas are not bottle, he goes according to his own reasoning, Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda Latayme, Reb Yehuda goes according to his time. The Yomah, Reb Yehuda holds all over, the klal is min b'mina le bottle. Min b'mina, the same substance, two pieces are not bottle one with the other. Like here, if you have a piece of meat mixing into another piece of meat, they're not bottle. Even though it's not a dove choshev, still the ma'isa min b'min is not bottle according to Reb Yehuda. Avol le'nimuach, but what do you want to tell me according to Reish Lakish? In a case where the piece of meat was not like dissolved, not ground up, it's a dove choshev. Ma'a lo'itala, you want to say then taker won't be bottle according to Reish Lakish. Because the piece of meat, since sometimes it's sold by the piece, it's a dove choshev, it's not bottle. If so, adetoni yavah chaticha shachat is Torah. What is the safe have to say? The case where it's not bottle is if it's only kochim mixing with chulin. That's where it's not bottle. For the Gemara niflug v'nista b'dido, let them make a difference in its own case. That b'medavar mamurim, when do I say the korban chatis tameya is bottle with the chatis Torah? That's only b'shani mucha. Only when the meat like was ground up, dissolved, it's not choshev anymore. Avoloni mucha, if the meat was not ground up, not didn't dissolve yet, it's choshev, it's not bottle, loitala. Let's say it's not bottle. So Gemara says, tohoro is betoros adifole. It's more of a chiddush to say that even meat that's tor with tor should not become bottle. But it's true. Henechnami, there are cases that tmei and tohoro is not bottle, where the pieces of meat is shalim. But it wants to say a chiddush even where even by Torah and Torahs they're not bottle. That's a big chiddush. For the Gemara now, Reish Lakish, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer. According to Reish Lakish, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? Like, what's the difference? So Rashi says, the Bishleima l'Reb Yechanan, the Muki lo Bishleima, where it's a whole piece of meat. Sefer kivun the hefsin murtu lemevat linichaticha shleima hoy v'daka limnos. According to Reb Yechon, it's good. The sefer we said, how come there it's not bottle? So we said a svara. Since lemaitz was so tor, it's only a kochim getting mixed up with chulin. We say mid rabbanon it's not bottle. Let a kain eat it. But why? Because it's chashiv. But according to Reish Lakish, you're telling me now we're talking about with the muach. It's not chashev at all. If it's the muach, if it's ground up, it's not chashev at all. So why in the sefer shouldn't it be bottle? Like it's mamish meat that's not chashev. It's meat that's ground up already. So you have meat of kochim. They got mixed up with 100 pieces of chulin. Why shouldn't it be bottle with rabbanon? That's the question according to Reish Lakish. The Mal Reish Lakish, Maishna Reish, Maishna Sefer. Om Rav Shisha Breid Ravida, Reisha Betumas Mashkin the rabbanon. And the Reish we're talking about when a tum is only mid rabbonin. It only touched mashkin, it's matamir mid rabbonin. Sefer the Raisa. In Sefer that we're talking about was Temeyim mid Raisa, since it's the Raisa, therefore more machmir. Means Sefer the Raisa, Rashi says, means Kochim, Lazar, Issa the Raisu. Or me did the Raisa, Mimbe, Midal, Aitanus, Philip, Lai Bottle. Now it's the Raisha, it's the Shiloh with Temeyim. In other words, a Kohen eats it, there's really nothing wrong with the Midiraisa. Because Midiraisa, it's Tor. It only became Tomei through Mashkin, water, that's only Mitamer Midirabonin. So therefore, since it's only a Shalom, it's the Rabonin, we're saying a bit of brave. But the Sefer, what do you want? You want a regular Yisrael to go and eat it. And for a Yisrael to eat Kochim, it's Nisidiraisa. So since it's a question of Nisidiraisa, the other town holds with Machmed the Sefer Nabotel. So what do you want to say there on the Reisha? If it would have been a Tumah D'Oraisa, it would not be bottle. My Leitala wouldn't be bottle. If so, are the Tony safe? What does the safe have to say? Why does the safe have to say the case that's not bottle? Is where Kochim got mixed up with Chulin. There it's not bottle, because there it's an Issidi Raisa for a Zar, a Yisrael Tita Kochim. Niflog Velisna Badido, let them make a difference in its own case and say like this in the ratio. B'medvar Mamurim, when do we say that by Tuma? It's bottle, Bituma Smashkin. Where how did the meat or the Lechem upon it become Tomei? It taught Smashkin, it's only with the Rabbonin. So in the Rabbonin, we're make to say it's bottle. Ava Bituma Sheretz, But let's say the dechatis or the lechem upon him touched the regular sherets. That's matamit midiraisa with an issa diraisa loy. You want to say that it won't be bottled. So why didn't they say this case? This Gemara answers again, tahara b'tahara is adifulay. There's a bigger chiddush to say, even though they're both tor, to say it's not bottle. That's the bigger chiddush. That's why I want to say the sefer to say, when do we say it's not bottle? Even though they're both tor, but since one is kachim, one is chulin, we're not meko for a zar tita kachim. But the rabbanon we say it's not bottle. Rabbi Rama reish is lav, sefer is the chorus. Reish is only a shalaf and a lav, tit kachim, when it's tamei, mashenk and the sefer for zar, tit is the chiyuv koris, therefore we're more machmir. Marvor rabu diyoma, kol b'diraisa, leishon is a lav, leishon is a koris, kasher. I rab other places said it's no nachemina. Once something is awesome with the raisa, what's the difference if it's awesome only with a lav or with the chiyuv koris? The maisa, it's awesome with the raisa. If you should go to chumra, you shouldn't go to chumra. Akaka Miri says a svara that where the yisur is only alive, teet when it's tamei, teet rashala seifa, there's is alive, tumas bosa kodshim, the yachla balav, that if the meat is tamei and the kohen eats it, is only over alive. So there will make her to say it's bottom rave. Mashenkin in the seifa, where Yisrael once eats the kodshim, there's a nisachi of chorus, there will more machmer. Must have thought it's a kasha that Rabba should make such a chiluk like this. Yeah. All right, we'll stop over here. You're holding off Tei Beis Amar Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. Rav Ashi Yoma. Again, we had a shaila. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? That the Reisha again said that of a chaticha of chatis temeya was nisarva b'meya chaticha shachatois tahiros, that it is bottle. And the Sefer said that a chaticha of chatis got mixed into chulin, then it's not bottle. What's the difference? So we have a few terutzim now up to Rav Ashi's terutz. Rav Ashi yoma Sefer mishum dehevele dovish yeshla matirin. The Sefer, the pshat is, it's a dovish yeshla matirin. Now, what's the Sefer? That a piece of kodshim, a piece of the animal from a korban chatis, got mixed up with bosa chulin, with regular meat. So the question is, could a regular Yisrael eat this meat or not? So if it's bota b'roiv, the kodshim goes away, and a regular Yisrael could eat this meat. The reason why the Sefer says it's not bota, because it's called yeshla matirin. That means that somebody could eat it the way it is right now. A kohen is allowed to eat the korban chatis. So who can eat it? Only a regular Yisrael. So therefore it's not bottle. That's the klal. V'chol dovash yesh la matirin afilu bielef le bottle. Midirabonin it's not bottle. Since there is a way to eat it beheter, so the svar always is, alcha tachlenu b'yisra tachlenu beheter. Like why v'yisay mechan bita b'roiv to eat it beheter. How is the case here beheter? Let a kohen eat it. A kohen is mutter to eat the korban chatis. So now that this chaticha of chatis got mixed up with 100 pieces of chatichas of chulin, why be so much let Yisrael eat it? Ayidei bitul, rather let the kohen eat it, teheter gomel. So Mara says, v'hod Rav Ashi bedusi. This teretz of Rav Ashi is not true. Bedusi means like it's wrong, it's not true. Why? Laman, who are we talking about? E l'kohen, if you want to say if the kohen can eat this piece of meat now, misri shari, it's mutat him all along. There's no question about the kohen. If you have a piece of meat that's chatis, that got mixed up into other pieces of meat that's chulin, nageya to a kohen, there's no issa here. The kohen can eat everything. There's no question about a kohen. Eli Yisrael, the question is that a regular Yisrael has his 100 pounds of meat, that all of a sudden a piece of chatis got mixed up. So the Yisrael is not allowed to eat this piece of meat now, because there's a piece of chatis mixed in there, for at gemar liyelum asa. So the Yisrael is never a heter. The Yisrael can never eat this meat. If it wouldn't be for the din of bitter b'roiv, that this one piece of chatis got mixed up into 100 other pieces of chulin, that if we don't say bot of arayv, then the Yisrael is always asked it. So it's now called Yeshla Matirin. The Rashi speaks out, Yeshla Matirin means that even for the person that's asked to eat it right now, tomorrow there'll be a heter. Like Lamashla on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat. Tomorrow you're allowed to eat. So it's called Yeshla Matirin. Don't eat it today, wait till tomorrow. Or chometz. Chametz of Pesach, don't eat it on Pesach, rather eat it after Pesach. That's called Yeshka Matirin. For the person that it's Oster today, he's going to have a Heter tomorrow. For him, a Monashach, the Koyin, it's Mutter today. The Yisrael, it's Oster tomorrow also. So that's not called Yeshka Matirin. So Gemara says, the Elohod Rav Ashi, but do see it's Taka wrong. Now we're back to before, we said before was, V'sov, we must ask a question now. V'sov, Rav Yechanon, Truma Bizman Ezer D'Raisa. Rav Yechanon before Shita was that Truma Bizman Ezer D'Raisa. And therefore, if we say the wife of an Adrugnus, if the Adrugnus is a Kayin, his wife is Ladi Truma, therefore Rav Yechanon said, who Adin, his wife is Ladi from the Kutchim, from a Korbin, the Chazov Eshaik. Because Truma is D'Raisa, so if Yisaymech that an Adrugnus has a din of a Zohar, that if a Kayin that's an Adrugnus gets married, his wife is called an Eshes Kayin, there's no difference to let her eat Truma or to let her eat from the Kutchim. They're both Midiraisa. It's even Bizman is there, Truma Diraisa. For the Gemara Vatanya, we learn like this. Shtei Kupas, you have two baskets. Achas Shel Chulin V'Achas Shel Truma. They're both filled up, let's say, with apples. One basket is filled up with chulin apples, regular apples that you small can eat. And one basket is filled up with truma. Ulefneyem shtei soyim. And in front of them, there are two soyim, also two smaller baskets, two soyim there. Now, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. Out of these two baskets in front of them, also, one was chulin dik apples, and one was truma dik apples. Now, what happened was, you have four baskets here. Two and two. Two in front of two. V'noflu elu b'techelu. The front two fell into the, or whichever way, the back two fell into the front two. The soyin are bigger ones. So these coopers fell into the soyin. So now, it fell in, one fell into the other. So now two fell into two. So now what's the halacha? We say, harei elu mutarim. We say what's left over now is mutar. Shawai, shani yom, because I say, true molotech, true monofla. The first barrel of truma fell into this barrel, now this also has truma. Therefore, this barrel of truma only a kain can eat. The chulin betai chulin naflu. And the barrel of chulin, now that it fell into one of the first two barrels, we have a right to say also that the chulin fell into the chulin. Therefore, like here, we have two barrels starting off with, and two barrels over here. And these two barrels now got fell in. And we don't know exactly which one fell into which. But we know before this was truma, and this was chulin. So even after now these two barrels fell in, even though we don't know which one fell into which, we have a right to be totally to say that this was truma before, most probably the barrel, whichever one of these two is truma, fell into this one. And this one, that's chulin, remains chulin. That's what the Mishnah says. That's the halacha. Poshut's a tliya midrabonin, that midrabonin will make it. We say, Shani Yom, I have a right to say that the truma fell into the truma, and chulin fell into the chulin. Now, V'yomer Rishlokish says, V'usha Rabu Chulun ala Truma. It has to be that in this barrel now, that you have the Truma, we have to know there's more Chulun than there is Truma. So even on the Tzad to say, it got mixed up oppositely, as we want to say now, this barrel of Truma is still Truma, because the first barrel of Truma fell into here. But we have to be afraid, no, that maybe the truma fell into the other one, the chulin barrel. So how could you say this chulin barrel is still mutter? So Shlokas says we only say the chulin barrel is mutter if even if the truma barrel fell into the chulin, still there's more chulin than truma. There are 51 apples of chulin and only 50 apples of truma. So therefore, midi yirai says botu chad betray. With the Eraisa, when they get mixed up, apples and apples, if you have more chulundik apples than trumadik apples, with the Eraisa it's bottle. So with the Eraisa, they're mutter anyway. It's only a question, with the Rabbonin, trum is not bottle unless you have 1 in 100. You need 1 to 100 with the Eraisa, with the Rabbonin. So therefore, even though with the Rabbonin you don't have 1 to 100, then we have a right to say, Shani Yomer, I have a right to say that since in the beginning you had two barrels here, and now the other two barrels fell into them. I have a right to say the barrel that's truma is still truma, and the barrel that's chulin is still chulin. Mid rabbanim will make it to be totally this fell into that. But Rish Lakish says clearly only v'usherabu chulin ala truma, because you have more chulin than truma, so mid yirayis it's mutter anyway. But Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan says no. Afal pi shaloi rabu chulin ala truma. Even though in the barrel now of chulin, there's not more truma than chulin. In other words, if you'll have to be afraid that maybe the barrel of Truma fell into the Chulundika barrel, really midiraisa, that barrel should be usa then. How could you say the original Chulundika barrel is still mutatit now? We have to be afraid maybe the Truma fell into the Chulun. And you don't have more Chulun than Truma. Still, Rabbi Yechon says it's mutter. Still, you're allowed to eat this barrel of Chulun. And we have a right to say that what fell into this barrel? The other barrel of Chulun fell into the Chulun. And the barrel of Truma fell into the barrel of Truma. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. Now, the Gemara explains. Bishleim el Resh Lakish, Bishleim according to Resh Lakish is very good. Even though Resh Lakish says Truma bizman is there, only with the Rabbanon. Still, Kesava Resh Lakish holds that with the Rabbanon, even in Isurim with the Rabbanon, like Truma bizman is there, after the Churban of Beis Hamikdash, it's only with the Rabbanon, Name Rabu Yudabinin. Still, we don't push it, say it didn't liam, that when these two barrels fell into the front two barrels, automatically the chulun fell into the chulun, truma to the truma. No, even on the inside of the rabbonin were only mekel when you have a rive also. You still need that this first original barrel of chulun has more than the truma, the barrel that fell in. Even if the truma fell into the chulin, midiraisa still is but because there's rive here. That's when the rabbonin are mekel. Good, that's what Shlokish is slower. That we can understand such a chumrah. That even on this Rabbanan, still you have to come on to rave. But the question is, Ella le Rabbi Yochanan, Kasha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan before said, that Truma bizman is the Eraisa. So if you have Truma, this is the Eraisa, how can we be makel so easily? The case is again, first you had two barrels here, true. This barrel was cool and true. But now you have another two barrels, and one fell into which one? You don't know which barrel. So why shouldn't it be a Sofet Yiraisa that maybe the Trumatika barrel over here fell into this Chulin? And we're going now, there's no Rav Chulin. If there's not Rav Chulin in this barrel, then when the Truma fell in here, it's awesome at Yiraisa now for a Zar or Yisrael to eat it. So how could Rav Yechanan say, Shani Yomer, we say it didn't flee, we have a right out of the sky to say that the Truma fell into the Truma, and this Chulin Dika barrel is still from the Chulin here, that fell into this barrel, what kind of svar is that? If it'll be a Shalom, this is the Raisam, min asafik avadi, you have to go to Chumrah. Like it's a suffix if this barrel of Chulin here fell into this barrel. It could have just as well be that the other barrel of Truma, maybe this barrel of apples fell into this barrel of Chulundik apples here. And now this barrel is also Mediraisa. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say it's Mutter? So we want to prove Lechura, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to say that Truma, this man is there, is only Mediraisa. So then you could hear, since it's only an Issa Mediraisa, so Mediraisa min HaSafik will make a Safik Rabbanin go Lekula. And he holds that didn't tell you here. You have a right to be totally this fill into that. So even though there's no Rav, even though the Tzatah say Mamish is still awesome, but since the Issa is only Mediraisa, in the Rabbanin's will make a. So of course, Akasha to Rabbi Yechon before we said Rabbi Yechon holds that Truma this man is there, is the Eraisa. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says, "Amani Rabbanani Enochanami." Rabbi Yochanan agrees it's a machlokes tanoim. It's a machlokes tanoim if Truma is the Eraisa or not. This Mishnah of Yeshte Kupois goes according to the Rabbanan Shita that holds that Truma bizman hazeh, even in Eretz Yisrael today, it's only with the Rabbanan. After the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, the Kedusha went off, and therefore the Chi of Truma is only with the Rabbanan. Since it's only with the Rabbanan, therefore this Mishnah says, you say it didn't leah. That when the barrels, one barrel fell into the other barrel, suffered the Rabbanan, you go to Kula and you have a right to say, the original barrel of Chulin is still Chulin.